This is the Puppy Training Podcast, episode 171, Camping with Your Dog. This podcast is designed to help you on your journey of becoming best friends through love and learning as you train your own dog from home. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. This is the Puppy Training Podcast, and I'm your host, Amy Jensen. Welcome, you guys, to the Puppy Training Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Jensen, and today we are diving into the exciting world of taking your dog camping, whether it's in an RV or in a tent. This can be a super fun adventure. Now, I received this topic from a listener and thought, that's a great idea. Let's do it. And I would love to know what you want to know about. So feel free to send me topics that you want to hear on this podcast in the future, and I will do my best to weave them into the schedule. You guys, I love being outside. I love camping. I love being outdoors. I love being in the mountains. And being able to camp with our dogs is an added bonus. So whether you are a seasoned camper or maybe a first timer, bringing your dog along does add some extra layer of fun, but also some responsibility. So let's unpack everything you need to know to ensure a safe and enjoyable camping experience for you and your dog. First things first, let's talk about what to bring. Now, of course, you'll need the essentials like food, water, bedding, but don't forget about these dog-specific items. So dog gear, we want to make sure that you have a leash, a harness, and a collar with ID tags. It's really important that your dog has a form of ID. Even if they're microchipped, I like to have just a dog tag on them so that it's really quick and easy for someone to reach me or identify who they are. Also, bring poop bags. We leave no trace, right? We know that. Consider packing a long line or a tie-out for outdoor activity. So I like to bring my dog's leash, which is a 10-foot leash. That's a good leash length for go sniff walks, which I like to use when I'm hiking. And then I also bring a longer line, so maybe a 20 or 30-foot line. I can use this again as a tie-out when I'm in camp, or I can use it out on a trail. So if you have an RV, or even if you brought a tent, but an RV would be easier because you have space to pack it, a portable fence is a good option to provide your dog with a space of their own to move about freely, but they have some containment there, right? So you're giving them their own little yard outside of the RV space. Now you can also pick up a section of turf or an outdoor rug that will help keep their paws clean when they're in that outdoor space. So if you have room for it, pack a little portable pen. Now, food and treats, make sure you pack enough food for the duration of your trip. Plus, I like to bring a few extra servings just in case plans change. When you're camping, sometimes weather happens or unexpected things occur and we have to change our plans. So make sure that you plan ahead and bring a couple extra meals for your dog, just in case something like that comes up. Don't forget their favorite food rewards that we want to be able to use for positive reinforcement when you're in the campground or out on the trail. You'll also need to bring water and bowls for them. Staying hydrated is really important for both you and your dog when out and about. So bring plenty of water and collapsible bowls for easy access. I like the collapsible bowls with a carabiner attached that just clip really easily to my pack. And then I always carry a water filter so that I can, you know, have adequate hydration as I'm out and about. Now, bedding, make sure your dog has a comfortable place to sleep. And it could be that you brought their bed from home or a portable dog bed. I also recommend if your dog is crate trained, bringing their crate along. This can be a great resource as it is familiar to your dog. It's a, you know, an area of comfort for them, and it provides that extra layer of management if needed. As far as toys and entertainment go, keep your dog entertained during downtime with some of their favorite things from home. You know, these might be favorite toys or interactive games. I suggest bringing a food puzzle toy for their meals. Instead of putting their dog food in a bowl, put it in a puzzle toy that they have to work on a little bit to get their food out. That will be some good mental enrichment for them. Also, I bring a good fetch toy and a tug toy for playtime. As far as health and safety essentials, don't leave home without your dog's medical records, medications if they are on them. I like to bring a dog-specific first aid kit and then flea and tick spray. So I like the Wonderside spray. I find it is a good topical solution to keep those bugs away. I also bring my Phyto Pro Airlift in case I need to pack my dog out due to an injury. This is just a simple harness that easily slips under and around your dog so that you can carry them on your back. It's a much more comfortable way to pack out your dog rather than having to carry them in your arms, especially if you have a big dog like me. Baxter's 50 pounds, and to just kind of hold him in my arms and pack him out would be kind of a difficult task. So just in case of emergency, that Fido Pro Airlift is a great product. I will put a link to that in the show notes in case you're interested. I think a raincoat is always a good idea for your dog. Baxter, again, is a doodle and has long hair, and when it rains, he gets soaked to the bone. So I like to have some protection for him if we were to run across some crazy weather. I also bring dog shoes and socks. I like the ones by Roughwear. Because I have a doodle, again, the socks hold his fur away and then they easily slip into the boot, and the boot straps nicely around his paws and they don't come off. So we found great success with the Roughwear boots. And then as far as a rain jacket goes, we have a Wilder Dog jacket and we really like it. Let's talk about setting your dog up for success. This is something I say a lot here at Baxter and Bella. Always try to set your dog up for success if possible. And here are a few tips to ensure that you have a smoother camping experience. First is pre-trip training. Make sure that you practice or brush up on your basic skills such as sit, stay, touch, and come, making sure that your dog will listen to those things and that they can perform those tasks before you hit the road. This will come in handy during many outdoor adventures. Simple basics that will allow you to communicate with your dog and manage their behavior when you come across other people or animals is really important. Number two is RV or tent familiarization. Make sure to introduce your dog to the RV or tent you'll be staying in before your trip. Let them explore the space and get comfortable with the new surroundings and smells. Even try spending a night in the RV or tent while at home as a trial run and see how your dog does, and then you'll know what needs to be worked on. Number three, routine maintenance. Stick to your dog's regular feeding and walking schedule when you're camping as much as possible. This helps maintain a sense of normalcy. Number four is safe containment. When inside an RV, make sure to secure your dog with a harness or crate to prevent accidents while driving. We want to be safe when we're traveling. Also, never leave your dog unattended, especially during extreme weather conditions. Number five is outdoor etiquette. We want to respect the campground rules and leash regulations, so make sure you check your campground before you go and understand the rules that apply. Always, as I mentioned, clean up after your dog and dispose of waste properly. Good thing you remembered those poop bags, right? Number six, mindful socialization. Be mindful of your dog's behavior around other campers and wildlife. We want to keep them under control and avoid off-leash areas unless it's designated and safe. While camping with your dog can be a rewarding experience, there are a few things to be aware of to ensure their safety and well-being. So number one would be weather conditions. We want to keep an eye on the weather forecast and plan accordingly. Extreme temperatures can be dangerous for dogs, so take precautions to keep them comfortable, and if needed, we can leave them home. Number two, wildlife encounters. We want to be aware of potential wildlife encounters such as snakes, bears, or insects. Know what is local to your area and what you need to be aware of. There will be differences depending on where you live geographically. Anything from mountain goats to bears to coyotes to snakes to you name it. So just make sure you know where you're going and what the risks are, what to be aware of. Also, we want to keep our dog on leash and supervise them at all times. Dogs running off leash can run into trouble when they encounter wildlife, and that can spark an attack, which we don't want. Number three is terrain challenges. Watch out for rough terrain, sharp objects, and toxic plants that could harm your dog's paws or pose a health risk if ingested. When you return from hiking or exploring, I always recommend checking your dog's coat and paws thoroughly for foxtails, ticks, burrs, or other issues that might creep up. Number four is noise and distractions. Camping grounds can be noisy and crowded depending on where you're going, so this might overwhelm your dog, and that's good to know beforehand. Know your dog's sensitivities before taking them with you. Decide, is this something they will enjoy or not? Making arrangements for them to stay home might be more appropriate in certain circumstances, and that's okay. We can also help you here at Baxter and Bella desensitize your dogs to sounds before you go, so reach out to us if you need help with that. Note that this does take time and effort, so plan accordingly. Number five is health concerns. We want to keep an eye out for signs of heat stroke, dehydration, or exhaustion in your dog. Don't make them walk or hike further than they are used to. So make sure if you are going on longer adventures that your dog is healthy, that you've checked with your veterinarian, and that they've been cleared for this exercise, and that you've warmed them up to it. You've conditioned them to do what you're planning to do. Make sure that you work up to that. Also, it's a good idea to know the nearest vet clinic or emergency services in case you do run into an emergency. Now, despite the challenges, camping with your dog can be an unforgettable experience for both of you, here's how to make the most of your time together. First, explore. Dogs love to explore. They love to sniff. They like to search things out. So take advantage of the great outdoors by going on hikes, playing in rivers, scenic walks with your dog. Definitely let them sniff and explore to their heart's content. This is not a time to have them on a strict heel walk, right? They want to explore just as much as you do, so let them. Next, bonding time. This is a great opportunity to strengthen your bond with your dog through these shared experiences and the quality time that you're spending together. Don't forget to capture memories of your adventures with your dog through photos and videos. These moments will be cherished for years to come and are fun to go back and revisit. Next is celebrate achievements. Acknowledge and reward your dog's good behavior and accomplishments during the trip. Positive reinforcement goes a long way in building their trust and confidence. Make sure that you set them up for success, like we mentioned previously. And if they don't know a lot of things, that's okay. We can teach them. We need to show them how we want them to behave. So always be thinking, what do I want my dog to do in this scenario, right? And there's going to be lots of different scenarios when you're camping. So pick a specific one. Think, what do I want this to look like? And then show your dog how to behave in that circumstance and reward them for doing so. Finally, reflect and relax. Do take time to unwind and enjoy the tranquility of being in nature and having your dog by your side. These are the best moments, right? Moments of peace and serenity together. So don't overlook that and try to enjoy it. All right, that wraps up our episode on camping with your dog today. Remember, plan ahead, stay safe, and most importantly, have a good time. Until next time, happy trails and happy training. If you have a question about anything you heard on this podcast or any other puppy training question, visit my site, BaxterandBella.com, to contact me.